Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, agents of change, welcome to another episode of Back in the Black. I'm your host, Frank Mosley II, bringing you episode 8, Where I'm From, part 2. Thank you for joining me. You tuned in last week, which I hope you all did. You were featured to a very special trio of guests that I had on: Martin Montgomery, TJ Thompson, and Von Johnson. Martin is a friend of mine, but also the director of Herd, and TJ and Von were both featured in the documentary that featured Mosby Court, Giffen Court, and Fairfield Court. Their stories were finally heard through their own voices. We had a very, very interesting and engaging conversation. I hope you all go back to Back in the Black, backintheblk.com, to check out the previous episode. We spent this time talking about where I'm from, talking about community. But before we get back into that conversation, I want to just definitely take some time to recognize this is Black History Month. And I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about how we get back in the black during Black History Month. First of all, I know that Black history is something that is of extreme importance to all of us, and yet it is something that is not talked about but once a month, the shortest month out of the year, that 28 days to recount 400 years, no, scratch that, more than 2,000 years of history, of civilization, of prosperity. We often think about the impact that Black history had on this country, but we have to remember, our history didn't start at slavery. It didn't start at Jamestown in 1619. Started long before that. And one of the greatest empires that ever existed and influenced me, and I want to definitely give a big shout out, or at least a big acknowledgement to one of the people who, one of the historical figures in the past that really influenced me, was the Mali King, Mansa Musa. Actually named one of my companies after it, Mansa Gold Investment Group Incorporated. Tell you a little bit more about that later on. But it is part of the social enterprise that is the SEED Initiative, Social Education for Economic Development. So I also want you guys to think about the history of a king that's estimated net worth was about, $415 billion. Yeah, that's a lot of cake for that period of time. I mean, it was the richest empire in history, at least in our history. So it's definitely something that we want to take note of during this month. Also, we're still making history. And while there's a lot of things that have taken place that are first in this year, including Kamala's historic election as vice president, there's also someone else that may not have gotten the notoriety that they should have gotten. Judith Batty. She is a lifelong Girl Scout and a lifelong board member of the Girl Scouts for the United States. Now, I know everybody's familiar with Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, but what you may not know is that in its 108 years of existence, she would be the first Black CEO. That's history. We are making moves on every level, and we are continuing to make history in every facet of our lives. Just wanted to give some recognition to this astounding accomplishment by this unsung hero. There are many more unsung heroes, of course, but there are many other unsung heroes, of course. Another one of my favorites is Benjamin Banneker, the Sable Genius. Now, I want you guys to do some research on this guy. He was one of the greatest intellectual minds, and he was a surveyor that contributed to the construction of Washington, D.C. There's a lot that we don't know about our history, and there's a lot that we're not uncovering for ourselves, and we can't rely on our education system to provide that information for us. We really have to be more diligent in our efforts to try to learn more about our roots and our culture. Don't just use this month to explore all the beautiful and noteworthy accomplishments that we've made throughout history. I implore you to continue to push for Black history education in our public school systems, not just the basics, but we need to make sure that we're not just covering North American history, European history, his story, but our story and where it really began. With that being said, also want to think about, with that being said, also want you to think about getting back in the black this month through our community. Social education is only part of what we do. Economic development, that's key too. I want you guys to think about what you can do within your community to uplift your community, to empower your community, to provide resources and support, mentorship, jobs. There are things that we can do for ourselves. Buying black is just one of the things. We need to build our economy by investing in us because we are our greatest assets. Von Johnson and TJ Thompson, they are working hard to bring those two communities together. It's an honorable and noteworthy effort. They're my unsung heroes for the week, and I look forward to sharing more of their stories with you here on Back in the Black. So, without further ado, stay tuned, stay locked in to this stream for part two of my interview with Martin Montgomery, Von Johnson, and TJ Thompson from the documentary Herd, now airing on VPM nationally. They're doing record numbers. Congratulations, Martin. Outro. All right, that's our show. Thank you once again for joining us. Once again, scratch that tape. Okay, that's our show. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to tune in next week, right here on LJDN Radio. Every Saturday, 10 o'clock a.m., we'll be broadcasting. Also, you can catch us on backinthebl.com and blacktalknetwork.com. Listen, follow, like, support. I appreciate all the love. Continue to show support. TJ Thompson, make sure you check out his book, Study Guide. It's on Amazon. I'm going to post on all my social media feeds to make sure that you can catch up with Herd and TJ Johnson. Also, Von and I are working on some things for the community of Mosby Court and Giffen Court. So please stay tuned. Support. We're going to be making some really big, impactful moves here in the community of Richmond, and we're going to be spreading that love all across the state. Like I said, this is Black History Month. It's our time to shine, but it's not just one month. This is 2021. Let's get it done. Be bold, be innovative, be empowered. I'll see you next week.